This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Casual Friday. I am joined by the lovely and talented Alisa Profumo. How are you, Alisa?
I'm great. How are you?
Like the way I said, Profumo.
You have such a deep voice.
Yes, I do. It's gotten deeper as I've gotten older. I listen to shows from like when I first started doing the show, and It's like, I'm like, hey, so let me ask you something, Professor. It's like, I sound like Costello from Abbott and Costello. Abbott, one of them. The fat guy I sound like. Anyway.
You weren't heavy then, were you?
No. But I mean, it's just when I hear my voice, I'm so, like, a lot of the questions, I'm tentative, I'm stuttering. I'm like,
So I just want to say thank you to everybody who took the time out of their busy day to vote for us for the podcast awards.
Yeah.
I know they probably got sick of seeing my posts on Facebook.
Oh, never mind that. But every time they visited the website and every page they went to in the website caused a pop-up.
I bet that was irritating.
Oh, well, but you know what? It was like, I know it was irritating. I even talked about it on the show. I thought, you know what? I know that everybody's probably really, really PO'd about this, but we have to get everybody's attention. We have to get people a vote. And you know why? I know people probably think, oh, yeah, Carl, you just want the show to do well because, you know, it'll attract. No, it'll attract listeners. If we can even get in the top three against a show like the Jillian Michaels show. I mean, come on. She was on The Biggest Loser on national television. She's got a huge audience. I don't pretend to have her audience, but just the recognition alone is fantastic.
I agree. I agree totally.
Thank you to everybody who put up with us. And by the way, if you visited the website as of a couple hours ago, you know the pop-up is gone. So there you go.
Yay.
So anyway, next week is Thanksgiving, which means that will not be on the air next week.
Can you believe it's already here?
I'm excited. I like Thanksgiving.
I do too. You know, I was surprised. I knew that Canada they observe a Thanksgiving Day in October, but I looked through some of the other areas that observe Thanksgiving Days, and like there was one in the Norfolk Island. They observe
in Australia.
They observe Thanksgiving 6 days after we do. And it says that the holiday was brought to the island by visiting American whaling ships.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I found very interesting. And Japan has a Labor Thanksgiving Day on November 23rd, which is the day after ours. So I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah. But they don't have the kind of Thanksgiving we have, where we pile food on plates and eat until we're uncomfortable, then unbutton our pants, lay on the sofa, and watch one of the television shows that we've watched every single year since we were little kids.
So do you have any words of wisdom for people who are going to?
Yes, absolutely. Eat lots of turkey, eat lots of green vegetables, and just avoid a lot of the stuffing and the and mashed potatoes.
Sweet potatoes is a tradition.
But the problem with the sweet potatoes is if you make sweet potatoes the way I make sweet potatoes, they're loaded with syrup. I use maple syrup in my sweet potatoes, brown sugar in my sweet potatoes.
People put marshmallows in it.
And then I line it with marshmallows and put it in the oven and cook it off and then brown the marshmallows so that they're crispy. So it's really not sweet potatoes.
Ew,
it's like,
I hate marshmallows. What is in a marshmallow anyway?
Twinkies. Easy segue.
Can you believe Hostess is going out of business?
Well,
after 82 years.
Let's talk about this for just a second. I mean, I'm kind of glad they're going out of business.
But if you go to the store, hurry and go and buy a whole bunch of Twinkies and they'll be around forever because there's so many chemicals in them, they don't go bad.
They last forever. That's exactly right. Those and cockroaches will be around after the world ends. Twinkies, Hostess is going out of business, right?
Yes.
And the reality is that Hostess is going out of business not because of what we're seeing today in the labor strike, which that's part of it. Well, but they haven't turned a profit in 7 years.
They have 18,500 employees that are going to be losing their jobs.
Now, think about this. Not to get political for a second,
no.
right? But the value of unions. And I know there's a lot of people out there who are protected by unions. But what went wrong here? The company hasn't made a profit in 7 years, right? So they wanted to cut salaries in order to make profits. This is the kind of stuff that we see in movies. How many times have we seen a movie where the company's about to go out of business and management comes and says to the employees, we can keep this company alive. We have to, we're all going to have to tighten our belt for a year or two. We're all going to cut, and everybody rallies. And then 5 years later, the company is thriving and everybody's doing well. Not here.
No.
They said, hey, we're going to have to cut salaries for a while. The union said, absolutely not.
So now they're
all out of a job.
That's
except
terrible.
Except the guys who run the union. They're not out of jobs.
No.
They're still running the union.
That's terrible.
So anyway, okay.
Anyway, so I was driving into the studio this morning, I listened to a radio talk show, and they had a Twinkie suicide
hotline
for people to call if they were going to commit suicide because Twinkies are no longer going to be made, manufactured.
Right.
So a guy called in and said he was going to jump off the fiscal cliff.
If there weren't any Twinkies anymore. I thought that was kind of funny. And for those in Europe, if you haven't heard in the news what the fiscal cliff is, but come January, the United States is supposed to fall into a great financial hole because of tax credit issues and tax issues. And so they've been on the media here, they've been calling it the fiscal cliff. Like we're going to go off the cliff in January. The car is going to go off the cliff and peril. So it's funny. He called in and he said, I'm going to jump off the fiscal cliff if I can't have Twinkies.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty funny. I think that's pretty witty.
It was very funny.
I wish we could have thought of that.
I laughed out loud when I heard that.
Have you ever eaten a Twinkie?
I may have when I was a child.
I never liked them. I got to be honest with you.
No, I don't think if I did, it must have been when I was very young.
I mean, I like devil dogs. There was a company called Drake's Cakes in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually had, I mean, they were not too far from where I lived when I was a kid. And they had devil dogs. They had yodels. They had those kind of things that I liked, the chocolatey cake things with the cream in it. But Twinkies never appealed to me at all. I don't know why.
I want to mention something really quick about toothpaste.
Oh, yes.
If I have time.
Please, please.
Mary Napoli had posted that she and Vince were looking for a toothpaste for their children. And I told her that we use Tom's toothpaste because Tom's has several different types of toothpaste. And one of them is natural without fluoride and without any of the
artificial sweeteners. Or anything. Right.
Right. So that's the one we use. So when I went to Target to do some shopping, I looked at the pediatric toothpaste.
Right.
And I saw one that was a training toothpaste made by Orajel.
Right. And Orajel is a big name.
Orajel is a huge name.
Right.
And this was training toothpaste. So these are children who are just having their teeth come in.
Yeah, their first one or two teeth. And the mommy
yes.
wants to keep them
clean.
So look, you've got a tooth. I want to keep it clean.
So you know they're swallowing the toothpaste.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
right.
So it had two different types of artificial sweetener in it and two different types of parabens in it.
Oh, my gosh. And these kids are swallowing
and
this.
The kids are swallowing that. So please look at the ingredient list of what you're giving your children.
Well, let's talk about that. Technically, they're right. It is a training toothpaste, but it's not just about training the children to brush their teeth. It's about training the children to become sick and develop cancer and illnesses.
That's awful.
I mean, parabens, with what we know about parabens, they're putting them in babies' toothpaste.
I guess they have to do that because of the consistency. I don't know.
There's got to be another way.
I know that. There has to be.
It's all about, you know what? These companies that manufacture chemicals, they go, who can we sell this stuff to? Well, let's sell it to the food industry. Let's sell it to the toothpaste industry. That's how fluoride got into our water. Fluoride was a byproduct of some other industrial process. And they were like, and this is what companies always do. Okay. What do we do with this waste? How can we make money from this waste? That's what they do. That's how pasteurized milk came about. The liquor companies were going, what are we going to do with all this mash that we throw away? Well, let's feed it to cows and milk them. Hey, that's a great idea. And hence we have pasteurized milk today.
I have an article here that we're going to talk about, the 80 uses of coconut oil.
Right.
And one of them is to make your own toothpaste with coconut oil and baking soda.
Well, and another one that it was great when you said this, but as a deodorant.
Yeah, it's on here.
Because think about this. Coconut oil is a well-established antimicrobial, antibacterial. So those of you who are looking for antibacterials and you know, you don't want to turn to things that maybe are dangerous or perhaps have more harmful side effects than the benefits, coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great thing to start the morning with, a big hunk of it for your stomach, especially if you have stomach problems. But think about it. They put triclosan.
In deodorants.
Because it kills the fungus under your arm so you don't stink. Well, guess what? A natural antibacterial is coconut oil.
They put triclosan in toothpaste, some toothpaste too.
Didn't you say there's triclosan in a cereal?
Yes.
Or was that parabens?
No, it was triclosan.
Fruit Loops, or it was a fruity flavored cereal. I remember that.
Yes. I'll have to dig deep to remember, but it was a fruity cereal.
I want to say it was Fruit Loops or some sort of puff cereal or Cocoa Puff. It's one of those. But yeah, they put triclosan in cereal, so your kids are eating this stuff. Okay.
Okay.
We have to take a commercial break.
So when we come out of the break, let's continue talking about coconut oil.
Yes. Good discussion. We're talking today about coconut oil when we come back from the break with Elisa Profumo. It's Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Buy one, get one free of either the Age Force Transdermal Essential Amino Acids Plus Tyrosine Patch or the DHEA Plus Pregnenolone Patch. Get double the patches for the same price. One delivers two well-documented powerful anti-aging hormones, DHEA and Pregnenolone. The other delivers a powerful blend of amino acids known to enhance performance and recovery. Now you can either or both patches as a buy one, get one free offer. There's only one way to get this offer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today while supplies last. Titan Organics is a direct importer of the finest organic virgin coconut oil from pristine Philippines farmland. Their raw, organic, and kosher centrifuged coconut oil is the finest available in the world. They're so confident that you've never experienced a finer coconut oil that the first 100 Superhuman Radio listeners get a free 15-ounce jar. If you love coconut oil for cooking, skin, and hair care, or if you eat it out of the jar like Carl does, you're going to be absolutely blown away. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Titan Organics banner ad to get your free jar today.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
We're playing this song in honor of Johan Odestrom.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like when a fuse is just like
He posted a picture on Facebook yesterday, a picture of his desk with no chair behind it, and he posted, "I'm still standing," because I keep saying that Superhuman Radio is a standing-friendly workplace, and I am standing now.
Yes, I just sat down.
Yeah. Thank you, Johan. Thank you very much. This is for you. You just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing? That's very good. Thank you, Elton John, also, for being so, having such foresight into writing that song for this new movement of us who want to stand at work so we can live longer and be healthy. Okay, so can you believe, you know, we offered 100 free jars of coconut oil.
Uh-huh.
Can you believe there's still some left? Two days later?
That shocks me.
I know. I mean, I know everybody in the audience loves coconut oil. They use it for a variety of things. And we haven't given all of it away. I mean, most of it is gone, but there's still some left. And that I'm surprised. If I would have lost the bet. I would have thought that all 100 jars would have gone within 24 hours. The only thing I can think of is that some people are going there and going, you know, I don't want to pay a few bucks to have it shipped. And it really is just a few bucks to have it shipped to you.
Make sure you type in the word Titan 15 to get the free jar.
Yeah. And you know what? The 15-ounce jar is the smallest size that Titan carries. And they're just competitive price-wise with that when you look at shipping or going to a local store. But let's talk.
Because let me say this. If you have to pay shipping for that, I went to one of our local
Whole Foods. We got it.
No, it was Earth Fair.
Earth Fair.
And bought a jar.
By Spectrum.
Yeah, and it was like $17, $18.
Right, for 15-ounce jar.
For 15-ounce. And
it
had,
stinks.
It stinks. If you put it on your skin, it doesn't smell good. And it has husks.
Yeah, it's got crumbly stuff in it.
It's got crumbly stuff in it. I don't know what that is. But so this morning, I used the
new Titan stuff, right.
It tastes good. It feels good. It's so smooth. It goes on your skin. My skin feels awesome right now from using it.
And you don't stink.
And I don't stink.
The other stuff from Spectrum had a funny smell to it. In fact, after you said that, you said, you know, this smells so much nicer. I went and got what was left of the Spectrum, and we opened the jar and stuck our nose, and it was like, ew.
Yes.
This is like the best coconut oil I've ever seen. So you have to pay a few bucks to have it shipped to you. But guess what? This is just a primer, so you could try it. Because when you buy it in the 1 gallon and up, they're really competitive. I mean, you can't get a better coconut oil cheaper anywhere.
And it tastes so good.
Yeah,
I mean,
love it.
And it makes your skin feel so good. Okay, so
what's so good about coconut oil?
I have here 80 uses for coconut oil. And I'm not going to sit here and talk about all 80 because if I did, it would take up our entire show.
Sure, right.
But I mean, just as a moisturizer, as we just talked about, eye cream. Apply it under the eyes to reduce puffiness.
Really?
Uh-huh. Pre-shave. It will prep skin.
Oh, my God. I should use that because I get orangutan lip from shaving. I'm going to put that on my lip from now on before I shave.
As an aftershave, as a deodorant, as you said, a hair conditioner, deep treatment.
I put it on my hair and it really works good.
Does it?
Yeah.
As a deep treatment. Okay. Hair gel defrizzer. You use it for that
right.
as well.
Right.
Toothpaste, makeup remover, massage oil, sunscreen, stretch mark cream.
Wait. May I mention edible massage oil?
Body scrub. If you just mix it with, organic sugar, you can use it as an exfoliant for your body.
Wow.
It's when applied directly to a bug bite, it can stop the itching and burning sensation. Skin problems such as eczema. Mm-hmm. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. Stress relief, digestion.
Never mind. My stomach used to bother me. I tried all sorts of different remedies. Stuff that I bought from companies that claim to help your stomach. Stuff that was sent to me. And I tried everything for months and months and months. And when I read that coconut oil was an antimicrobial, antibacterial. And a lot of the gut issues, first you have to get the bacteria in your stomach straightened out. So I just started every morning by having a big hunk of coconut oil. And my stomach has never been better. And I have to attribute it to the fact that I started out every morning on an empty stomach with a hunk of coconut oil. Not to mention that it woke me up. I could feel the change in my demeanor after about 20 or 30 minutes of eating the coconut oil, which is a lot of people say that coconut oil gives you energy, because as an MCT, it goes right into the bloodstream and starts to promote energy.
It says here, if chronic fatigue, it helps with chronic fatigue.
There you go. How about morning fatigue? That's another one. There you go.
Energy boost right here. Yeah. Stronger immune system, depression, mental clarity, athlete's foot.
There you go.
Cellulite. That's
really?
Surprises me.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay, and then it also on here has the uses for it as far as cooking and things like that. So anyway, it's just an all-around great thing to have in your pantry.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Not the government.
Yeah, don't have the government in your pantry.
Don't have the government in your pantry.
Have
the coconut in your pantry.
Yeah. So what do you want to talk about next, Elisa Profumo? Prop 37? Or?
Sure, if you want to.
So Prop 37 has really pissed a lot of people off because we lost, but we haven't lost yet, have we?
Well, an article from yesterday, Article 3 is the name of the website, says, with millions of uncounted votes, does Prop 37 still have a chance?
Really?
Evidently, there's...
How do they call it without counting all the votes?
I have no clue. There's 1.9 million uncounted votes to determine whether it was too early to pronounce Prop 37's defeat.
Right.
Without all the votes.
Wow. Really? I don't understand that. I mean, who pushed to call the vote without counting all of them?
It said that the defeat was narrow by 53%.
So this could turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I hope this works, because I got to tell you something. I really feel so angry about Prop 37. I haven't talked about it and vocalized it on the air, but I really feel like there really is no hope. These companies are always going to kick our ass because they have the money to do it. When you look at the sheer amount of money these companies threw, I mean, the supporters of Prop 37 barely put $10 million at it. The detractors of Prop 37 put almost $40 million at it.
That's $40 million they could have used toward the fiscal cliff.
Yeah, right. They could have driven themselves off the fiscal cliff. That would have been nicer. But you know what I say? Let's do something. We vote with our dollar every single day. I've said this over and over again. Don't buy Kashi. That's one of the companies. Don't buy Bayer.
Hershey's.
Don't buy Hershey. Don't buy, no, not Hershey, Nestle's.
Oh, yes.
Don't buy Smithfield, Morningstar Farms. Don't buy General Mills. Don't buy Coca-Cola. Don't buy Kraft. Don't buy these companies because PepsiCo, both Pepsi and, I mean, who the hell is drinking Pepsi and Coke anyway in our audience? But if you are, switch to somebody else's soda. Don't buy Del Monte. Don't buy these companies. These are the companies that threw millions of dollars at getting Prop 37 derailed. Obviously, Monsanto, $7 million. DuPont, these are chemical companies, $4 million. Pepsi, $2 million. BASF, $2 million. Bayer, $2 million. Don't buy from these companies, but then instead buy from companies like Dr. Bronner's, Magic Soaps. Dr. Bronner's contributed almost $400,000 to the supporters of Prop 37. Patronize Dr. McCola. He put $1.1 million into the support. Now, I don't think he did it out of his own pocket. I have a funny feeling that his supporters at his website did, but who cares? Also, there's another company called Lundberg Family Farms, Great Foods of America, Amy's Kitchen, Big Hen Group, Cliff Bar. Go to these companies and find a reason to spend money with them because they were supporters of Prop 37. Take the money that you would have spent on Kashi, or take the money you would have spent on a PepsiCo or Coca-Cola product or General Mills or Kellogg's or Smithfield Farms, and spend it with somebody else who is in line with the things that you want. This is how we change America, folks. We don't change America by voting every 4 years. We change America by voting every day with our dollars. And it takes discipline, and it takes hard work and effort, but you got to do it. Elise is waving her hand at me going, okay, that's it.
I didn't get to speak that whole time.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. So I just wanted to talk a while ago. I mentioned keep the government out of your pantry.
Mm-hmm.
This surprises me. There was a Nutella tax that passed by the French Senate. So I guess we're not the only country that has to worry about that.
Right.
Evidently, the Nutella. The Senate passed a measure Wednesday that would triple the tax on palm and some other vegetable oils in the hope of cutting down on obesity. The Nutella tax would affect any foods made with those oils and bring in about 40 euro, which is $51 million.
Wow. 40 million euro, $51 million. Okay, so they're doing the same thing over there.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically trying to tax obesity.
Mm-hmm.
Indirectly, by trying to tax the foods that they are blaming for obesity. Why isn't anyone taxing grain then? You want to see an industry really get pissed off? Start taxing bread, pasta. Start taxing all of these grain-based products, which are the real reason for obesity. And you'll see how fast these companies come out of the woodwork and go, oh, wait a minute. You can't tax those.
The fat tax, I don't know if you recall the fat tax that was passed in Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been repealed.
Really?
Uh-huh. Stephen Lay sent this article to me. I guess it was repealed sometime this week. It was November 12th.
Okay.
It was repealed.
Did he say why?
In a related decision, the Danish tax ministry said it was canceling plans for a sugar tax. The fat tax is one of the most criticized we've had in a long time. Citing a harmful effect on businesses and consumer buying power, it says lawmakers in Denmark have repealed the so-called fat tax, which was charged on foods high in saturated fats, and this was just after 1 year.
Right. Yeah. You know, I'm ambivalent. I mean, you see stupid things like Dr. Bloomberg is doing now. Mayor Bloomberg. During this crisis they've had on the East Coast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where people can't even find food.
I think there are still people without power, by the way. That's horrible.
Okay. So, and with that being said, New York being one of the worst struck, New Jersey. So Dr. Bloomberg decided that I'm being facetious.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, he's got all these, you know, he's going to legislate health now. He's going to fix people's health by passing laws. He's an idiot. This is just proof that because you have a lot of money doesn't mean you have a lot of smarts.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell the story. You're the one who told me he won't let food come into what facilities?
He's prohibiting food donations to home shelters.
Because
homeless shelters.
Right. Because they don't fit the model of the food that he wants to feed people.
And the reason is the city cannot properly assess the salt, the fiber, and the fat content in the donated foods.
Well, I can properly assess all the way from here the amount, the fat content of Dr. Bloomberg's head, and he's a fathead. And you know what? He's an idiot.
People need food.
I mean, could you imagine if he was there at Auschwitz when they freed the prisoners? And don't feed these people. We have to assess what. For crying out loud, it's a crisis. Give them food. Who cares what it is right now? They're just trying to stay alive. They're probably eating once a day.
Mm-hmm.
He's an idiot.
This ban was passed back in March. I hadn't heard of it.
Oh,
and it's
gosh.
Just coming to light because of all of the
shortage of food.
Mm-hmm.
So back in March, he said, you can't donate food to homeless shelters anymore unless we can, because we have to be able to assess what you're donating.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I mean, this is an example of bureaucracy run amok. This is what always happens.
Well, first it was that, then it was the diet soda ban. What's it going to be next?
Was it diet soda that he banned?
No,
just soda. Yes.
Just soda. The size of the soda.
Yeah, size. Yeah, soda size.
16
ban.
Ounce.
Yeah.
Or higher.
And then when that doesn't work and people continue to get fatter and fatter, he'll make people drink out of a thimble. You can only sell soda in thimbles now. That's his next Dr. Bloomberg. We should refer to him from now on affectionately on this show as Dr. Bloomberg, and we will sit him on the same shelf as the Wizard of Oz.
Just one more. I think another reason why they repealed the fat tax in Denmark because the Danes were just going to Sweden and Germany and getting the foods that they wanted. So they simply were taking their dollars elsewhere.
See, people vote with their dollars. That's what I'm trying to tell everybody out there. If we start spending our money differently, we'll get what we want. And there's another reason that they repealed the fat tax. Okay?
Okay.
They repealed the fat tax because the sheer number of fat people in the world. Fat people vote as a group with their dollars every single day. They're living proof that this works. They want stuff that makes them fat and keeps them getting fatter. They will get it because otherwise they withhold their dollars. So the obese people of this country are driving the boat now simply because there's so many of them. And what they want, they will get.
On that, along that same lines, I watched a story while I was on the treadmill the other day. There's a retailer, a clothing, women's clothing retailer called Zara, Z-A-R-A, and they will not put plus size clothing into their American stores.
Right.
So the newscasters were like saying, how could they not do that?
Right.
They took some plus size fashion bloggers to the store to see if there was anything in there that they could buy, and there wasn't. The extra large wouldn't fit them.
Right.
And the woman had to use an extra large skirt. She used it as a tube top.
Right.
And so they were just bashing the store because
right.
they won't change the way they do business.
Right. This is a perfect example of that. I've said before that fat people want special rights. Zara makes clothes a certain way. If they don't fit, you don't buy them.
Go
to JCPenney where they sell plenty of fat people.
Well,
clothing.
But then on the flip side of that, you have Lane Bryant, who is for plus size women.
Yeah.
They don't have clothes in there that fit me,
right.
but I'm not going to complain.
No, we should go in there and make a big fuss. Where are the size twos? Where are they? Oh, we don't sell size twos. Why? That's discriminatory. Why don't you sell clothes for people who aren't obese?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not our mission. We sell, okay, so Zara should be able to sell whatever they want too.
Exactly. And then they said, well, Zara would not come on and make a comment.
Oh,
well,
thank God they wouldn't. Why should they validate the stupid argument?
I know.
This is a perfect example. Like the guy who said, no, you can't put me to death. I'm too fat. I'm afraid the table will break. Lay him on the floor, man. He deserves to die if he committed a crime, if they've proved that he committed a crime. I'm not arguing the judicial system is fair, but I'm just saying, you can't get a pass because you're obese. Man, what's wrong? All right, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, what are we going to talk about?
I want to talk about how to keep your skin healthy when it's cold outside.
And this is important. And you know what? It took me 50 years to figure this one out. That the
really?
Skin gets drier in the wintertime than it does in the summertime. It's counterintuitive. You would think that your skin would be drier in the heat, right? Not true. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Buy one, get one free of either the Age Force Transdermal Essential Amino Acids Plus Tyrosine Patch or the DHEA Plus Pregnenolone Patch. Get double the patches for the same price. One delivers two well-documented powerful anti-aging hormones, DHEA and Pregnenolone. The other delivers a powerful blend of amino acids known to enhance performance and recovery. Now you can either or both patches as a buy one, get one free offer. There's only one way to get this offer. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today while supplies last. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. W-H-E-Y NaturalUSA.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
I like this song. I love the Police.
Sting.
I heard an interesting story about, remember Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass? He started A&M Records out of his garage in California. He gave rise to the Police. He gave rise to so many fantastic bands.
Really?
A&M. Do you remember the label A&M when we had vinyl?
No, but I saw some vinyl at the bookstore the other day.
I know. We're gathering up vinyl now. Going to buy a turntable in the next weekend or so.
Okay, so it's getting colder outside.
Yes.
Not in Phoenix, but it is here.
Not in Phoenix.
Inside joke.
Yeah. Anyway, okay.
Okay, so how do you keep your skin healthy when it's cold outside? This comes from Life Extension. First of all, of course, this is, everybody should be doing this anyway, drinking more liquids, more water to hydrate your skin.
And see, and this, to me, every winter, I get cracked skin on my lower legs. It kind of looks like the desert. I dry out. It didn't dawn on me the linkage between the colder weather. You think it's just the convection air handling systems that people use to heat their homes?
I think so. You need a humidifier. You really do in your home. Put moisturizer on right after you get out of the shower.
Coconut oil.
Coconut oil, I know. That's on here. That's actually on this list. But it helps to lock in the moisture that you've gathered while you were taking a shower.
Right.
So if you just pat your skin dry instead of rubbing it all off, if you just pat it, then and blot it, that's going to retain more of the moisture. And then you put the moisturizer on and it locks in that moisture.
Interesting.
Omega-3 fats.
Consuming them,
yes.
Okay. Boy, they're good for everything, aren't they?
GLA, which is an omega-6.
Gamma-linoleic acid.
It also helps to trap in skin moisture.
So rub it on or eat it?
No, you eat it. That's internally as well.
Okay.
Ceramides, which are fatty substances that are naturally found in the skin, putting them on topically.
But see, here's the thing about ceramides. The research shows that consuming ceramides and getting them into the skin from the inside out is more effective than applying them on top. And in fact, Life Extension Foundation did this research.
Really?
And proved that when you apply ceramides to the top of the skin, they actually become rancid before they even get into the skin.
So you need to take them internally?
And LEF sells ceramide capsules for that reason.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay, another one we've been talking about quite a bit today is virgin coconut oil. And it says here is seriously a great moisturizer. In fact, one study showed that it was just as effective as mineral oil.
Yeah. Now imagine just taking mineral oil, coconut oil, mixing it to, oh, wait a minute, they call that suntan lotion. No, really, right? When I was out in Vegas, I used to use that Hawaiian Tropic stuff, and my skin always felt so soft. And guess what? It's mineral oil, coconut oil, a couple other oils all mixed together.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Great stuff.
Okay, and that's it. That's all that was on the list.
So the bottom line is, really, you do have to drink more water in the winter. You are thirstier in the summer than you are in the winter as well.
Mm-hmm.
But see, this is the problem. Your skin gets dried out like a wick, and it pulls the moisture from the outside of the body towards the skin, and so you become dehydrated faster in the winter as well, I found out.
Right.
So you need to drink more water,
well,
too.
Well, especially if you're sweating when you work out or if you're sitting in the sauna.
I sit in the sauna every day.
Which you should do to get rid of toxins out of your body.
Right.
You just need to make sure and hydrate. I try and drink a gallon a day.
Right.
One story. I'm having a hard time talking today.
What do you think it is? Is it because I'm so handsome I'm startling you?
Yes, no. That's what it is.
Or is it because my face looks like an old shoe and I'm scaring you?
Well, there was a study out that said if you look old, it may signal heart risks.
Oh, man, then I got a bad heart because I look old.
It says, if you want a clue to your risk of heart disease, look in the mirror. New research suggests that people with certain signs of aging have a greater chance of developing heart disease than younger looking people.
Here's why I can't get behind this completely. I think that your face gets older looking if you have illnesses, but not vice versa. You know what I mean? I think that if you look old, chances are you've had some issues already that have been bothering
just
you.
Just from the mere stress that it puts on your system?
That's it. The stress of carrying disease shows up on your face, I think. Because people can get facelifts and their hearts don't get better. You know, they can look younger in the mirror and their hearts don't get better. Mm-hmm. So it really is it's corollary, not causative. That's my point.
Well, it said it was discussed Tuesday at the American Heart Association conference in Los Angeles, involving 11,000 people in Denmark whose appearance were mapped at the start. 35 years later, researchers found that those with receding hairlines, bald heads, wrinkles near their earlobes, or bumpy deposits on their eyelids were more likely to have heart attacks or clogged arteries.
But that's my point. The signs of a crappy lifestyle show up on your face too. And we can see the face. I'm sure that those people have other issues on the rest of their body that we normally don't see because they don't take their shirt and pants off in front of everybody in the world.
It says here, wrinkles elsewhere on the face and gray hair did not bring greater risk and seemed normal consequences of aging.
Yeah, and I have them on my forehead, but that's because I'm always like furrowing my brow. Like, oh, I'm always so excited. Oh, hi, how are you? I'm alert looking, aren't I?
Yes.
Your stepdad even asked me one day when he goes, look up for a second. I looked up, he goes, oh, I thought you were like that all the time. anyway, okay, so where do we go? Where do we go now, Elise?
Well, I did want to mention this article about Miss America. She's a Miss America contestant. I'm sorry. She's 24 years old, and she's about ready to undergo preventative double mastectomy.
Right.
And we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
Her mother passed away from breast cancer, and most of the women in her family passed away from breast cancer.
And you said at some startlingly young age, too.
Her mother was 27. So.
Wow.
But she has a 75% chance of contracting breast cancer.
And that's based on a genetic mapping.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But we talked about this. One of the things that we learned from the Human Genome Project was all those women who went to get genetically mapped who were predicted to have the genes for breast cancer, a large number of them, almost half of them, underwent radical mastectomies. The other half didn't. And of the other half that did not, only two developed breast cancer later on in life. The rest of them didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not to say that this girl isn't at great risk, but I think what she needs to look at first is what are the epigenetic effects of the environment playing on these? The women in her family could have the same predisposition as rheumatoid arthritis in your family.
In my family, yes.
But you haven't developed it.
All of the women in my family have had. That'd be like me saying, well, I'm going to do something
radical.
Yeah. Because all of the women in my family have had rheumatoid arthritis.
Right.
With the exception
of
myself.
But you did do something radical. You don't eat like them and you exercise.
And I've been exercising for years because I wanted to prevent that.
This is funny. Whenever we meet somebody, Elisa will say hello. Elisa knows everybody in Louisville, right? So we'll meet somebody.
Not everybody.
Elisa knows a lot of people in Louisville. And we'll meet them and we'll talk. And then I'll say, how long do you know that person? Oh, 20 years. How long do you know that person? Oh, 25 years. Where did you meet them? At the gym. Where did you meet her? At the gym. Everybody you know you've met at the gym. You've been going to the gym for what? 30 years now?
That's funny that you bring that up. That is so true.
Yeah. I mean, some of your best friends, our friend Billy Mitchell, you met him at the gym. David, you met at the gym.
Howard, you met at the gym.
So it's like all roads lead back to the gym in one way or another with
That's
you.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, so in this article, this is a article from People. And they're making her out to sound like a hero because
right.
she's doing this. And my fear is that other young girls will think, oh, since she's doing it, I should do it too.
Right. Well, and there's an extrinsic value in this as well. And we've actually talked about it. And a lot of people are going to go, Carl, are you stupid for saying what I'm about to say? There are a lot of women out there who, not this girl particularly, because she's young, but there are a lot of women that are older who have the quote-unquote genetics for breast cancer,
mm-hmm.
who are going to go, you know, I'm going to get a radical mastectomy. And while I'm at it, I'm going to have double D's put in. Because don't forget, when we talk about radical mastectomies today, it's not the radical mastectomies that women were getting in our mother's generation, where they lopped your boob off and then you put a rubber balloon inside the bra to make it look like you had a boob. But when you took your top off, you had this big vertical scar where your boob used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you get a radical mastectomy, they eviscerate the breast gland and the tissue, and then they put an implant in there. So you still end up having breasts. They just don't have the glandular tissue and the gland and the tissue behind it any longer.
Have you ever seen one that's been redone that way?
Yes, a girl that I knew in Las Vegas.
How did it look?
It looked like any other breast implant job.
It looked natural.
And well, in her case...
Did they keep the...
Yes, the nipple was there.
Okay.
So the areola and the nipple were there, but nothing was under it, obviously, any longer. And her particular case, because that type of breast augmentation was done, I'm going back into the early 80s now. I don't know if it was because she had a bad doctor or this was the standard of care then, but she had some Frankenstein-esque scars beneath the breast and all the way up the breast from like the 6 o'clock to the nipple.
That's what they do.
Okay.
Like in a breast lift also.
Well, in her case, the scarring keloid, she had very, very thick scarring.
Oh.
And it wasn't appealing looking, but she said to me, I had breast cancer and I had a radical mastectomy on both breasts. But she ended up with, and I remember asking her, how big were your breasts before my breasts were pretty small. So she figured, okay, I'm getting the mastectomy. I'm going to go for the gusto and turn lemons into lemonade. Give me double D's, doc. And so there's a lot of women out there who, and maybe even their husbands, who are going, you know, this isn't the worst thing in the world, honey. You know, three kids, your breasts are hanging down around your waist. We'll get them tucked up. We'll get some implants put in. You'll look like a 25-year-old from the waist up, you know, the waist to the shoulders. And they're going, okay, you know, this sounds really good.
That sounds such a radical thing to do.
It is and it isn't. Why is it? Okay, having the glandular tissue removed and having the tissue in general removed to protect against breast cancer is the only difference between that person and a girl who goes, boy, I wish I had bigger breasts. I think I'm going to drop the $8,000 or $12,000 to have breast implants done. And in fact, I don't even know, but maybe insurance covers that sort of radical mastectomy. I know it probably does after the cancer has occurred.
Mm-hmm.
So here you're going, oh, wow, I don't have to come up with $12,000 for double D's now. I'm just going to go ahead and have the insurance company pay for it. And I know there's a lot of people out there shaking their heads going, Carl, no woman is going to do that. I'm not saying that that's going to motivate a woman, but there definitely is a silver lining sometimes in this type of an approach.
Mm-hmm.
So especially if this little girl that we're talking about here had, you know, B cups and she's like, wow, I'm going to have big boobs now. Guys are going to look at me and I don't have to worry about getting breast cancer later on in life. So we have to take a break.
Okay.
Should we end on that note? I sound like a real jerk, don't I? So stick with that thought that Carl's a jerk and listen to these commercials. We'll be right back.
Of either the Age Force Transdermal Essential Amino Acids Plus Tyrosine Patch or the DHEA Plus Pregnenolone Patch. Get double the patches for the same price. One delivers two well-documented powerful anti-aging hormones, DHEA and Pregnenolone. The other delivers a powerful blend of amino acids known to enhance performance and recovery. Now you can either or both patches as a buy one, get one free offer. There's only one way to get this offer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today while supplies last.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com.
learn, teach, lead.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomeres. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you want to build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Regish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. So what's this I hear? If you want to lose weight, you need to start drinking soda.
Pepsi. They have a new Pepsi special is being introduced, or was introduced in Japan on Tuesday. And its claim is that it can block the absorption of fat.
Oh, God.
The ingredient is dextrin.
Oh, yeah. That's what they used. Isn't that what they used in...
A natural water-soluble dietary fiber derived from potatoes.
Right. So it's a high fiber soda, and they're going to say it. And see, they don't have to contend with the FDA overseas.
The commercials there tout the product's effectiveness for weight loss, even go as far to ask, why choose between a hamburger and a slice of pizza? If you choose Pepsi Special, you can have both.
Oh my God. I can see the, this is in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the Japanese people bloating already. That's terrible.
They're basing their claims on a study published in 2006 that showed that the rats fed dextrin actually absorbed less fat than those that were not.
Jesus, really? And what about not drinking soda at all or eating crap food at all? That works even better. But nobody will do that.
It says that Pepsi claims that its new and improved cola beverage is smooth and mimics the popular non-dirt diet version of its soft drink. Its claims, but this article says that it's, the claims seem too good to be true.
Of course they are. And you know what? And I can't believe that Japan is letting them get away with that. I gotta be honest with you. I mean, I can't believe the Japanese government is gonna let them exploit their people that way. Man, that's amazing.
Okay.
What's next?
I have an article here. Thank you to Dominique Lest for posting it. Pesticides used on fruits and vegetables, maybe putting young children at risk of cancer.
Yeah.
And this article comes from the Mail Online. I told you when I read this, I'm like, why don't we get articles like this in the U.S.? Why do we have to go to the UK to find everything that we need to learn?
Right. Yeah, because the UK is honest about what's going on in the U.S., and the United States media covers it up because they have advertising dollars that they could lose if they start, quote-unquote, pissing in their own Cheerios.
Pesticides and other poisonous chemicals used in growing fruit and veggies could put young children at risk of developing cancer later in life. Contaminants get into our food in a variety of ways. This is one of the lead researchers from the University of California. They can be chemicals that have nothing to do with food or byproducts from processing. They wanted to understand the dietary pathway pesticides, metals, and other toxins take to get into the body.
Right.
They studied 364 children. 207 were under five.
Right.
They found safety consumption benchmarks were exceeded for arsenic, DDE, and dioxins.
And we know what dioxins do. That's what's dioxins is exactly what causes all the problems with Agent Orange.
And in addition to that, 95% of the preschool children exceeded non-cancer risk levels for acrylamide. And we know that acrylamide is in French fries.
French fries. And also, I was shocked to find out.
Tortilla chips.
Mm-hmm. Anytime you fry a starch, like a potato or corn, acrylamides are produced. But I think that's really one thing that needs to be mentioned here. Dioxins. We already know that dioxins have transgenerational epigenetic effects. So those young girls that are being exposed to dioxins will end up giving birth to children who have dioxin-related problems, and they will end up giving birth to children who have dioxin-related problems. And while the jury is still out on the male possessing the epigenetic changes, we know that that's true, too, because look at the war veterans from Vietnam and their children. I mean, I can't believe that. I just can't believe it.
It said the pesticide exposure was particularly high in tomatoes, peaches, apples, peppers, grapes, lettuce, broccoli, strawberry, spinach, dairy, pears, green beans, and celery.
But organic, but all that stuff about organics is a hype. It's all a hype. You know, I'm being facetious. What, last month they were saying, you know, spending extra money on organics is nonsense because it doesn't have any additional nutritional value. Confuse the issue. No one ever said that organics had higher nutritional value. They just don't have pesticides on them.
Well, so I have another article here from Food Freedom that says pediatricians back agrochemicals over kids' health. I guess for the first time, the American Academy of Pediatrics has weighed in on organic food for children. It says here that they should be commended for acknowledging the potentially harmful effects of pesticide residues on conventional foods. Their report and associated press coverage is seriously flawed in its basic approach to agrochemical contaminations in our food supply and the associated threat to public health.
So basically, the American Pediatrics Association is saying that there's no big deal about pesticides, or I guess I misunderstood.
The pediatric group suggests, as agrochemical manufacturers have for decades, that the question of whether pesticides harm children will remain unanswered until results from experiments provide definite proof of harm.
This is stupid. You don't have to run scientific studies to know that these types of chemicals are not good for the body. I don't understand what. Oh, this is amazing. And so children's lives will be put at risk.
It says here that with this expectation, the AAP joins the agribusiness and pesticide lobbyists in setting impossible standards.
Right. Right.
But you know what? Like you just said, then the children's health is affected.
But you know what? The parents vote with their dollars. You buy organic. You know what my niece Kelly does?
She makes all of her food.
Makes all her own baby food.
Good for her.
She buys organic vegetables. She has a food processor, and they make it. And they put it in little Tupperwares. They put it in the refrigerator. She freezes them in little individual portions. I mean, and obviously it's a lot of work, but they do it all in one day. They make the babies all of her food for the week on Sundays. Brett boils the green beans and all that stuff. Then they puree it. I mean, it's just amazing. But that's what needs to be done. And it's all organic.
I know that there was, I think Carmela posted a picture of Gerber because there was something going around about it, Gerber baby food having glass
shards.
A shard of glass. Well, according to Snopes.com, that it was true that some Gerber baby food was recalled in 2011, but it was just one piece of glass found in one jar.
And that could have been obviously it was an isolated instance. That could have been from the person who opened it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe she banged it on the counter to loosen it before, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh man, there's glass in here.
Right. But anyway, you need to be careful. There's so many, every day I see more and more. Like the other day, I think it was peanut butter was, or there
being
was.
Being recalled again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You buy from your local family farm. You produce a lot of stuff you're on your own. You expose yourself to a fraction of what the rest of the country exposes themselves to in the way of processed foods. That's it. And you know what? I would like to have a sociologist on the show to talk about the real value of the modernization of this country. Because think about this. There was a period of time where we as a people were self-sustaining, right? We had a farm. We made our own food. Mom made her own thread. Now, I'm not saying we should go back to that. Mom made her own thread, yarn, and so on. She produced clothing for us. We made tables and chairs out of the wood that we found. We were self-sustaining, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we went to work in factories to make the money so that we could buy the things that we used to produce ourselves.
Oh, but you know what? You can't have a garden in your yard.
Oh, yeah.
I have an article right here. I don't know if you saw this. It's from Orlando. Says that a College Park man fights to keep vegetable garden in his front yard. We've talked about this before.
There
was
all
a woman.
Over.
Yeah. She was like getting sued because she had a garden in her yard.
Minnesota or Michigan or something, or Detroit or something like that in her front yard, right?
And this is Orlando, Florida. An Orlando man is fighting city officials to keep his vegetable garden in his front yard. Why can't, it's your yard. Why can't you plant a garden in it?
It's just ridiculous. And you know, it's all part of the mission to keep us tied to buying things from processed food manufacturers.
It says here you have to step over radishes, beans, and kale to get to his front door.
So? The people who want to come and visit him are willing to do that. What are they upset about? What? Because the solicitors can't get to his door to knock on his door and try to sell him Dish TV or something?
It says here, you'll have to take my house before you take my vegetable garden. There's nothing wrong here. There's nothing poisonous. This is a sustainable plot of land.
Ginny Robards, if you're listening, we need to get this guy on the show. We really, really do. We finally have to have one of these people on the show to talk to them about this.
His neighbors aren't complaining. He's gathered 200 signatures, and one of them is his direct neighbor that's not complaining.
So what's the problem then? The homeowners association?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
See, and this is a perfect example, small government. A homeowners association is basically a micro government, and they want to be like the big government. They want to control everything people do.
It says the city code requires ground cover to be planted in a way that gives off a finished appearance. So neighborhood lawns are clean and inviting, keeping your property up.
It's all about curb appeal.
And he says here, this is another example of the government telling us what we can do with our own property.
Yeah, and that's what I just said. A homeowners association is a micro government. And they want to be like the big government. They want to be able to tell people what to do.
They want to assert their authority.
Yeah, yeah. Who can we piss off today and force to do what we want them to do? That's what government's all about. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Who are looking for performance and health benefits, turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away. Not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relaxin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N. Buy one, get one free of either the Age Force Transdermal Essential Amino Acids Plus Tyrosine Patch or the DHEA Plus Pregnenolone Patch. Get double the patches for the same price. One delivers two well-documented powerful anti-aging hormones, DHEA and Pregnenolone. The other delivers a powerful blend of amino acids known to enhance performance and recovery. Now you can either or both patches as a buy one, get one free offer. There's only one way to get this offer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today while supplies last.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Okay, Elisa Profumo, what are we talking about now?
Well, I wanted to just mention this really quick. Stephen Lay sent this over to me. Oklahoma leads in diabetes increase. The nation's diabetes problem is getting worse, and the biggest jump over 15 years was in Oklahoma.
That's amazing.
The diabetes rate in Oklahoma more than tripled, and Kentucky, Georgia, and Alabama also saw dramatic increases since 1995.
Oh, man, we're representing here in Kentucky,
oh,
baby.
We always do.
Yeah.
I mean, in everything,
yeah.
Sleeplessness, lung
traffic.
Cancer.
Yeah, lung cancer traffic.
Traffic.
We have worse traffic in the country.
Why do we live here anyway?
I don't know. That's a good question. I want to move. Okay.
And the Center for Disease Control, the lead author from the report by the Center for the Disease Control said that the South's growing weight problem is the main explanation. In 1958, fewer than 1 in 100 Americans had diabetes. And in 2010, 1 in 14.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And pretty. And wait, another decade it'll be 1 in 2. Because half the country will be obese. So it's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. Okay, so let's see what we want to talk about here. 5-Hour Energy. Can we talk about that?
Sure, go ahead.
So 5-Hour Energy's new slogan is dead in 5 hours or your money back.
That's not really funny.
Oh, okay.
Right. 5-Hour Energy drinks cited in 13 deaths. The federal government and the New York Attorney General's office are investigating after the FDA received claims that the drink may have led to 13 deaths and 33 hospitalizations.
But you know what? How I can't believe that 5-Hour Energy is leading to these deaths when Monster's 64-gallon, you know, 6 billion milligrams of caffeine drink isn't killing anybody. Something, well, something doesn't smell
right. Are you talking
right
about the Monster Energy drink?
Yeah.
Didn't we talk about that?
Yeah, but I can't
believe... In October, Monster Energy drink, another popular drink that contains even more caffeine than the 5-Hour Energy drink, was allegedly linked to 5 deaths.
Okay. So,
we talked about that Fridays ago.
But I don't understand how 5-Hour Energy is killing more people than Monster. That's my point. I got to believe that Monster would kill more people because the kids who are attracted to Monster drink 2 or 3 of them at a time. And the average person who buys a 5-Hour Energy uses one maybe every 5 hours, you would assume.
The company 5-Hour Energy says that its product contains about as much caffeine as a cup of the leading premium coffee.
And see, and this is what's going to come next. You mark my words.
You said that before.
Yeah. So
because
once
the Starbucks coffee had more.
Yeah, right? and so now what's going to happen is now what's going to happen is, and this is how it works. Okay, so the energy drinks are getting hammered. They're killing people because of the caffeine, right? So next you're going to have some doctor who starts paying attention. And people who are admitted to the hospital with heart attacks are going to say, hey, did you have any coffee today? Well, yeah, I had 2 Starbucks this morning. I have it every morning. Okay. He's going to start taking notes. And next thing you're going to see is Starbucks responsible for 183 heart attacks throughout the United States. You mark my words. A month, a year from now, whenever it happens,
well,
it's going
to
happen.
Don't you think that one person's level capacity to deal with caffeine is different than another person's?
And I'll take it even further. It changes based on the landscape of your liver. So you may be able to drink a lot of coffee today, but you just crapped on your liver with something else, and tomorrow you drink that same coffee and you get the jitters.
It says here most experts say the fatal dose of caffeine for an adult would be almost impossible to drink. Actually, 50 to 60 times of what is contained in an energy drink.
Well, and don't
How
forget.
How can they say that, though?
These people, no, but because they know what the lethal dose of caffeine is. It's called the LD50 of caffeine. They feed it to rats. And they watch and see which go into cardiac arrest, and then they back it down by, they know what the LD50 is for caffeine. But you have to understand something. You have people with underlying disorders here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if somebody has a bad atrial fib because of their sleep apnea that's been undiagnosed, and then coffee pushes them over the edge, or the energy drink pushes them over the edge, and they're hospitalized. But who gets tagged? The energy drink does.
It says here, critics worry about children with underlying heart problems drinking these drinks and are warning that energy drinks may be more hazardous than coffee because of the temperature.
Well, you sip coffee. I could see why they're saying that. So you sip coffee. You don't down the whole 200 milligrams in one dose.
Oh, that makes sense.
And there's other things going on, too. A lot of those energy drinks have components that are designed to mitigate the liver's ability to get the caffeine out. For instance, quercetin is a well-known uptake blocker of caffeine. So if you take a caffeine drink or caffeine pill that also has quercetin, the reason for that is so that the caffeine works longer. It keeps circulating instead of getting flushed out. So they use things in these drinks to make to amplify the effects and prolong the effects of the caffeine. That doesn't happen in coffee.
Hmm.
See? So that's some. But I also want to mention.
Yes, Susan G. Komen.
Susan G. Komen has aligned themselves with 5-Hour Energy at the wrong time.
Wonder why. I mean, why did they choose 5-Hour Energy? That just seems like
didn't choose 5. 5-Hour Energy went to Susan G. Komen and said, look, we're already selling a ton of this stuff. We'd like to give you $75,000 out of our sales. Because that's all they're given. $75,000.
Oh, okay.
And we'll put the pink label on and we'll promote Susan G. Komen. And Susan G. Komen went, sure, we'll take that money. Bad move. Susan G. Komen just jumped the shark. You know what jump the shark means?
No.
For those of you old enough who watch television, remember that Happy Days was a fantastic television show in the 70s. Until the episode where Arthur Fonzarelli attempted to jump a shark at some SeaWorld-type event on his motorcycle. The episode was so corny, so unbelievable, so nonsense that many of us went, I'm not watching this show anymore. This is just bogus. And they did it over 2 episodes, so they made you wait for the stupid thing. So the term jump the shark became euphemistically used to show when somebody finally made the wrong move in their career or the wrong move in life that ended up in their demise. And I predict that Susan G. Komen just jumped the shark here by aligning themselves with an energy drink that's being associated with killing people.
I would say so.
There you go. Let's see how they damage control that one.
Okay, here's another study that we get out of the UK. British Medical Journal slams Roche on Tamiflu. I guess a leading British medical journal is asking the drug maker Roche to release all its data on Tamiflu, claiming there's no evidence the drug can actually stop the flu.
Yeah. Good. Finally, somebody's calling them on the carpet.
It's been stockpiled by governments worldwide in case of an epidemic, yeah, like the swine flu,
yep,
that we had. On Monday, one of the researchers linked to the BMU Journal called for European governments to sue Roche.
I'd like to see that. That would be great.
I suggest we boycott Roche's products until they publish missing Tamiflu data.
Now, see, the governments believe in voting with their dollars. They're talking about boycotting Tamiflu, and I'm talking about boycotting products to vote with our dollars. Say it works. Everybody knows.
Last year, it was included by the World Health Organization as one of the essential medicines.
Yeah. Well, the WHO has been corrupted. We know that, especially when it came to the vaccine thing. The WHO was pushing the purchase of all these vaccines for the H1N1. And the H1N1 epidemic never, ever touched ground. So I don't believe the WHO when it comes to this sort of stuff at all.
In the U.S., the CDC recommends Tamiflu as one of its two medications for treating the regular flu, along with GlaxoSmithKline's Relenza.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything about Relenza?
No. But I think that's the one I think that they showed us at the at that fairgrounds where I asked them if they knew if there was thimerosal, and I think that was Relenza.
Despite a public promise to release the data trials, Roche has stonewalled. And in a statement from Roche, it said it had complied with all legal requirements on publishing data.
Yeah.
So there you have it. I wouldn't take the Tamiflu.
I wouldn't take any of those vaccines for the flu. And I haven't had the flu in forever, and I don't take them. So I'm not saying that everybody should follow my footsteps, but I'm just saying for those of you afraid of getting the flu, most of us who don't get the flu vaccine don't get the flu anyway.
There was Mr. X posted an article about the vitamin D study links low vitamin D levels to longer lifespan.
Yeah. I'm going to ask Adele Moussa to sniff this one out.
Okay.
Because there's got to be more to it than that.
Okay.
Because there's such a body of evidence on one side, and then there's this one study. And a lot of times, this is what scientists do in order to catapult themselves. Scientists are not, it's not beneath them to sensationalize. You know, they can have a study that could be extrapolated one way or the other, and they know if they extrapolate it this way, they'll get into the mainstream media with it, and so they do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask Adele Moussa to sniff this one out for us.
Okay.
Because I trust his opinion more than this scientist.
That was from the Vitamin D Council.
Well, the Vitamin D Council is rebutting this. They're saying it's not true.
Right, right.
But the Vitamin D Council also has a vested interest in this, too. They're promoting vitamin D. We've had him on the show a couple times. I can't think of his name right now. But Adele will look at the study and go, here's what the study really says, or there is some evidence, and here's why. There may be a reason why. Like, for instance, it could be, and I'm just going far-fetched here. It could be that the study was done in a country where people don't get a lot of sun to begin with.
Uh-huh.
And they still live to be 80 and 90 years old. And they're saying, well, these people don't get a lot of sun. We checked their vitamin D levels and they're low. But and they still live to be 80 and 90 years old. But the reason could be that they have developed in the lack of sun. And their body has become more sensitive to the lower levels of vitamin D. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So there's always more to it. If I learned anything from Adele Moussa, it's this. Reading the abstracts and reading the press releases quite often is diametrically opposed to the real meat and potatoes in the study. So we'll find out. Adele will sniff this one out. We'll have it on a future episode.
Subversity.
Of Subversity, yeah.
One thing I did want to mention is that Oprah is coming out with a line of organic foods.
Yeah.
And I guess some hair products and some bubble bath and things like that. So I guess maybe they're going to be all organic and not have parabens in them, which would be great.
I hope so. You know, I got to be honest with you. She reaches so many people.
She really does.
That if she got behind the organic movement, a lot of people would benefit.
I think so, too.
You know, one of the reasons that people high up in academia and in government won't embrace the organic movement is because they say, and this was from one of your cousins when we were in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Look, not everybody can afford to eat the way you do, Carl. You know, we're not going to discourage people from eating fruits and vegetables just because they're not organic. People in the inner cities can't get organic. And that may be true, but that's not a good reason to decry organic. Tell the truth. Say, look, if all you can afford to eat is this stuff here, and you choose to spend your dollars that way, here are the risks, because organic is better. But instead, they go, we probably shouldn't say this, because then we're going to discourage people from eating any fruits and vegetables that aren't organic, and that's not good either. See, and again, I hate to press the Adele Moussa button, but Adele always tells the entire story instead of just reducing it to the soundbite that's the easiest to produce. And that's the easiest for these people to produce. Now, we're not going to absolutely say, like the Pediatric Association.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to throw conventionally grown out, because the truth is what they're thinking is, look, we don't want to discourage people from eating fruits and vegetables, even if they're poisoning them. That's the reality of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my two cents.
Well, I think that it's hopefully going to reach more people,
yeah,
like you said. So
yeah, I mean, if Oprah can get more people to eat organic, God bless her. I think that she should get an award.
Did you see in the news that statins were linked to reducing cancer deaths?
Another look. How long ago did I say the cat is out of the bag? Statins do not reduce the risk of heart attack. Excuse me. So these companies are scurrying to repurpose these drugs.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking every opportunity. Statins reduce inflammation. Statins are good for pain. Statins are good for this. Because they found out that, hey, well, statins are not good for what we said they were good for, which is reducing heart attack risk. So we have to find another way to get our profits out of this product. So it doesn't surprise me.
One of the researchers of the study suggests that cancer cells need cholesterol to grow.
But so do every other. This is. I want to. When I hear this sort of stuff, and I can already see where he's going.
And a lack of cholesterol has been shown to inhibit tumor growth.
Yeah, but it's also shown to inhibit brain cell turnover. It's been shown to inhibit muscle cell turnover. It's almost like, and this is a crude analogy, but I've said it before. In many cancers, oxygen is required for cell division and proliferation. So since oxygen is implicated in cancers, then I guess asphyxiation should be a new mode of treating cancer. You have cancer, we're just going to choke you out. You're going to be dead, but guess what? The cancer's going to be dead too.
Yeah, you have said that before.
I mean, this is idiocy. These types of studies do no one any good except the pharmacological companies that produce these drugs.
Mm-hmm.
This is nonsense. Reducing cholesterol turns off cellular turnover throughout the whole body. And again, it's like, oh, I got a stain on my rug. How do I get it out? Burn the whole house down. That'll get the stain out.
Don't do that.
No, but that's what they're suggesting here. It's idiocy.
I know.
What else do we have to talk about, Elisa?
I think that's about it.
Is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, next week is Thanksgiving, so we will not be here.
You'll be here Monday and Tuesday.
Right. But Wednesday, we are cooking for two families. So we have a Wednesday Thanksgiving and a Thursday Thanksgiving.
Yes, so we have to be careful what we consume.
Well, I'm just going to eat a lot of animal protein, and I'm staying away from all of the I will have some sweet potato.
Mm-hmm.
I will have lots of...
I'm making fresh cranberries, so mm-hmm. That's always good.
Yeah. We'll make it with stevia.
Mm-hmm.
Can we make it with stevia, you think?
Mm, I have before.
Yeah, then let's do that.
We'll have to do it both ways, because you know Papa Ben won't eat it with sugar. I mean, with stevia.
And he'll know the right... He'll go, there's no sugar in here. Well, listen, I want to thank everybody for listening this week, and thank you for listening today. Thank you again for voting, and let's see where Superhuman Radio ends up in the mix there, good, bad, or indifferent.
And go get your coconut oil.
Go get the coconut oil while some of it still lasts. Thanks to our other staffers here, Ginny Robards, for setting up all the appointments for these great interviews we've had. We've had some home run shows in the past couple weeks.
We've had some really good shows.
Yeah, and also thank you to Stephen Lay, who is managing our newsletter, the remake of our website, which will launch January 1st.
Oh, that's exciting.
And also sales, bringing all these new sponsors aboard that you hear. Mm-hmm. So, and thanks to everybody for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.